broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, today we have a very nice show for you, with the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music, all culled from our family archive of over 120 years of great recordings. And this morning we'll have our first music for Passover, and we'll have some announcements about how we're going to have the programming throughout the Passover holiday, because things are configured a little differently this year. But with me this morning to bring it all to you is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. Yeah, we have another great show for you. Lots of music to get to over the next couple of hours. So what are we going to start with?
Well, here's Yoel Sharabi, who was a fairly popular singer in Israel back in the 1980s and 90s. This from a 1984 album, From the Wedding Blessings, Asher Bara.
Sason ve'simcha, sason ve'simcha, hatan ve'kala. Asher bahara, sason ve'simcha, sason ve'simcha, hatan ve'kala. Gila rina, itza ve'chedva, ahva ve'ahva, ve'shalom ve'reut. Gila rina, itza ve'chedva, ahva ve'ahva, ve'shalom ve'reut. Sasson ve'simcha, hatan ve'kala. Asher bahara, sasson ve'simcha, sasson ve'simcha, hatan ve'kala. Gila rina, nimtza ve'chedva, ahva ve'ahva, ve'shalom ve'reut. Gila rina, nimtza ve'chedva, ahva ve'ahva, ve'shalom ve'reut.
Kol simcha, kol hatan ve kol kala, ve'erashem.
ששון וכל שמחה, כל חתן וכל כלה. וכל שמחה, כל חתן וכל כלה.
They recorded live in concert back in 1984. Yoel Sharabi, very popular singer in Israel and in the United States back in the 1980s, and Asher Barra from The Wedding Blessings. So, Ben, this week we marked the passing, I haven't read about in the obituaries, of somebody not a household name, but very important to Washington Jewish Radio.
Uh-huh.
His name was Lou Ottens, and he was the inventor of the cassette tape.
Uh-huh.
So this guy was very, very important. Well, he worked for Philips Electronics. Now, Philips is a European company that really was way ahead of its time in the invention of different sound recording medium. And he came up with the cassette because they were looking for something smaller than reel-to-reel tapes, which, as we know, is a contraption. And they came up with the cassette, and everybody said, no, it's not going to work. It's too small. It won't carry the sound. And he worked at it, and got it so that it worked. It was supplanted briefly by the 8-track tape, but the 8-track tape was so unreliable because it was an endless cartridge loop that it would break. And the cassette, of course, was much more durable than the 8-track. So by the mid to late 70s, the cassettes had reassumed their primacy, which they had until the advent of CDs, which came out around 2000. He worked on that,
really?
Too. So he
wow.
really was he was up in it. And so I thought we would make mention of that. And people tell me all the time, why don't you digitize all your cassettes? Well, I would probably have to live to be about 500 years old in order to be able to do that. All the thousands of cassettes that we have, we still use them. And, you know, you can still buy, you know, good cassette decks. So here we are, and, you know, me over here in my side of the table on the analog side of things, still getting it done with Lou Ottens' great invention. So we tip our cap to him as we pay tribute to him on his passing at the age of 94 years old. So here, one of his inventions, here the Shalhevis Group on a cassette recorded back in 1995, Psalm 100, Yiv Dues Hashem B'Simcha, Serve the Lord with Joy. recorded back in 1995. They're the Shalheves Group and Yivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Serve the Lord with Joy from Psalm 100. Well, we'll continue now the next portion of the beautiful music of Israel brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Doing it all over the phone now in this time of the COVID, and you can give her a call at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999, and they will help you out. The Mid-Atlantic's largest selection of Israeli giftware in Judaica, serving the Mid-Atlantic area for many, many years with the finest in Israeli giftware in Judaica. Check them out, 301-231-7999. For Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. We'll now hear from the 1980 Israel pre-Eurovision Festival. Here, one of the all-time favorites. Here's a singer by the name of Sherry and a song called Le'olam Bi'ekvot HaShemesh, I Will Follow the Sun.
יום תמים הלכנו עם השמש בערוב יום זהוב לילה טוב היה לנו ליל אמש בוקר קם מול הים אי משם נכנס היום בשער בחלון עץ אלון ובילון נצאו באור השחר כן 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 לעולם בעקבות השמש לעולם בעקבות האור השמש את יומי רושמת בליבי בליבי ציפור לעולם בעקבות השמש לעולם בעקבות האור השמש את יומי רושמת בליבי ציפור בן אדם קום נרדם נדם הרוח שבתחלת ראש הרם אור קרב אור זורם ישר אל סף הדלת כן 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 לעולם בעקבות השמש לעולם בעקבות האור השמש את יומי רושמת בליבי ציפור
From the 1980 Israel pre-Eurovision Festival, there, Sherry and Le'olam Bi'ekvot HaShemesh, I Will Follow the Sun. That's one of the all-time favorites from those Israel pre-Eurovision festivals from all the way back in 1980, and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Give him a call, 301-231-7999. Well, now Ben's got his first selection on the program this morning, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here we have a real cool one, this one, more modern Israeli music. Here we have Nissim Black and Natan El Yisrael. This is a song called Tagid Toda, Speak Good.
Thank you. Rebbe, yeah, we get that itch. There's no greater feeling than this. To be with the Rebbe, is it? Yep, this era shouldn't be missed. On Pushkina Street, to the one above we honor. Holding hands, dancing, screaming, ooh, on Rosh Hashanah. In love, we connect the hearts, trying to collect the sparks. I thank Hashem Rabbein, who told me to make a brand new start. And no despair at all. Ba'olam Kal, he put a fire in my heart and they can't take it out. Danki Toda, Hashem Toda, Rabbi Nachman Amar, Hakol Etova. Danki Toda, Hashem Toda, Rabbi Nachman. Like this, where brotherly love exists. On the highest level, we tip the scales to favor if we see the Nakuda Tova and every Jew that we know of, and do for each other above the status quo or above the quota. Toda Rabba Lecha Hashem Yitbarcha, Father, the King of Kings, the awesome judge. He places dread upon us. Nobody should be missing. Remember the Rebbe had mentioned, there's no Rosh Hashanah like his Rosh Hashanah witness. Danki Toda, Hashem Toda, Rabbi Nachman Amar, Hakol Etova. Danki Toda, Hashem Toda, Rabbi Nachman Amar, Hakol Etova.
And there you had it, that one. Nissim Black, Natana Yisrael, and that song called Tagit Toda, Speak the Good.
Excellent. Well, let's continue now, and we'll come to the 78 groove. This is a very interesting one. This is one of the early Israeli songs that became an American hit, made famous by the Weavers. Now, the Weavers was a folk singing group led by Woody Guthrie, who, of course, was very, very well known in the American mainstream. Also, Pete Seeger was in that group as well. These were famous, famous singers of all kinds of folk songs, not only in the United States, but of various nationalities around the world. And the Weavers were riding a very nice crest of popularity. And then in the early 50s, their politics got them into hot water during the McCarthy era. And they were blacklisted. They lost their recording contract with Decca. And they basically were unable to work for a number of years. It was just an awful time. And, you know, we talk about cancel culture nowadays. These folk got canceled from one end to the other. They could not work. I mean, they lost everything. And it was a good 10 years before they could really start to work again and to record and to go about and to do things. And they had a string of hits, you know, in the late 50s. Like I say, you know, they suffered tremendously for their artistry. But in any event, before the bottom dropped that in 1951, one of their biggest hits for Decca was an American reworking of an Israeli song called Tzeina Tzeina Tzeina. And they became a monster hit. And Pete Seeger particularly was in Woody Guthrie. They were fascinated with Jewish music. And they decided to put this out and bring the Israeli music into the American mainstream. And the orchestra on here is Gordon Jenkins, who was Jewish. And there's a lot of talent on this 178 recorded for Decca out in Hollywood back in 1951. The Weavers, Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra, and Tzeina Tzeina Tzeina.
Tzeina 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 Tzeina, can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzeina 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 Tzeina, come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tzeina Tzeina, join the celebration, there'll be people there from every nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square. Tzeina Tzeina, come and dance the hora, 1, 2, 3, 4. All the boys will envy me for Tzeina Tzeina. When the band is playing, my heart's saying Tzeina Tzeina Tzeina. Tzeina Tzeina, can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzeina 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 Tzeina, come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tzeina 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 Tzeina, can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzeina 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 Tzeina, come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tzeina Tzeina Tzeina, can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzeina Tzeina Tzeina, come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tzeina 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 Tzeina, can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzeina Tzeina Tzeina, come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tzeina Tzeina, join the celebration, there'll be people there from every single nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing, dancing, dancing with the Tzeina. Tzeina Tzeina, come and dance the hora, 1, 2, 3, 4. All the boys will envy me for Tzeina Tzeina. When the band is playing, my heart's saying Tzeina Tzeina Tzeina.
They recorded for Decca out in Hollywood back in 1951. The Weavers, very famous American singing group, and an Israeli song, Tzeina Tzeina Tzeina, that they made into an American hit back in 1951. And like I say, they had a tough period of time when they were blacklisted. Uh-huh. You know, it's difficult now, if you haven't really studied the period, to the average person now, because it's been a long time since then, to understand the terror that people lived under, where they lost everything. They could not work. I mean, just the entire bottoms dropped out of their careers. And more than you think of, you know, people in that era. And it took a long time for them to be reinstated, as, you know, the times change and they got better. I guess it's a lesson, something to keep in mind for sure. Well, let's continue now. More Hasidic music on cassette, I might add, on Lou Otten's Great Invention. Here recorded back in 1988, which would definitely be the golden age of cassettes. Here is Eli Malul, and from the Shabbos Miris, Dror Yikra.
Thank you.
Recorded back in 1988, they're Eli Malul, who hails originally from Bolivia, and a very nice version there of Dror Yikra, and that is from the Shabbos Miras. Well, now Ben's got another one for us, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, we're going to continue now. Here, another really nice one, this one by the Eighth Day Band, a nice song called Cheeribim.
Yes, one's just one, but together we're number one. I say chitty, you say bum. We say chitty bitty bim bum bum. I say chitty, you say bum. We say chitty bitty bim bum bum. I'll cry with you through the saddest rubato. I'll dance with you to the rhythm staccato. Joy and the sorrow, I'll stay with you today and tomorrow. Cause one's just one, but together we're number one. Yes, one's just one, but together we're number one. I say chitty, you say bum. We say chitty bitty bim bum bum. I say chitty, you say bum. We say chitty bitty bim bum bum. Chitty bitty 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 bum bum. Just one, but together we're number one. One, just one, but together we're number one. One, just one, but together we're number one. One, just one, but together we're number one. I say chitty, you say bum. We say chitty bitty bim bum bum. I say chitty, you say bum. We say chitty bitty bim bum bum. Chitty bitty 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 bum bum. Chitty bitty bum. Chitty bitty bim bum bum. Chitty bitty bum. Chitty bitty bim bum bum. One. Together we're number one. One. All together we're number one. We say chitty bitty bim bum bum. I say chitty, you say bum. We say chitty bitty bim bum bum. Chitty bitty 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 bim bum bum. Chitty bitty bum. Chitty bitty bim bum bum. Chitty bitty bum. Chitty bitty bim bum bum. Together we're number one. Together we're number one.
And there you had a really nice one.
That was nice.
By the Eighth Day Band, that one called Cheery Bin.
Excellent. Well, let's continue now with the first half cantoral. So on last week's first half cantoral, I played you something that appears in the cedra of Kisisa, or in Ben's side of the table, Kitisa.
Right.
And one of the things that I didn't get to was the cedra's chock full of these things. Was the 13 attributes of God that are first mentioned there as Moshe is trying to get the Jewish people forgiven for the sin of the golden calf, and Hashem relents and changes his mind, as it were, and Moshe says, Hashem, Hashem, and the Lord is gracious and merciful and kind, and these words find their way into the davening in various places. And it made me think of this recording done in 1928 by the legendary Chazan Gershon Sirota, who at the time was davening in Warsaw in Poland at the world-renowned Tlamatska Street Synagogue, one of the largest synagogues in all of Eastern Europe. And then later on, he davened in the Norzik Shul in Warsaw, which today I think is the only functioning shul in Warsaw. And he died, unfortunately, in the Warsaw Ghetto. But this recording done with the choir of the Tlamatska Street Shul, and an artifact of a world that is no more. Mm-hmm. The famous Bernstein melody for Hashem, Hashem, and the choir director was the great David Eisenstadt, who unfortunately did not survive the Holocaust. He was perished. He was murdered in the Holocaust, as was the Chazan Sirota, and I'm sure that most of the choir, unfortunately, met the same fate. So we go back to a world that is no more for an outstanding, wonderful recording. Here recorded for Cyrena in Warsaw in 1928, Adoshem Adoshem, the 13 attributes of God that first appear in the portion of Kisisa read the week before last.
Oh!
Recorded for the Sirena Company in Warsaw back in 1928, the legendary Chazan Gershon Sirota and the choir of the Tlamatska Street Shul of Warsaw, and Hashem Hashem, the 13 attributes of God, which appear in the portion, the Sedra of Kisisa, read the week before last, and a fragment there of a world that exists, very sadly, no more. I was showing Ben, while the recording was playing, pictures of the Chazan Sirota and of the shul and all that destroyed, unfortunately. And I remember my bubby, who came from Warsaw, and she heard him as a little girl, and she always talked about how big his neck was, how big he was. She said, that his neck was just so large, and he was a big guy, and he had a big voice, and he held Warsaw in the palm of his hand, and he was one of the first Chazanim to make phonograph records. He saw the future in that medium, and he got right into it, and fortunately, many, many recordings of Cantor Sirota exist, and we at least have that. So I hope you very much enjoyed that. A very rare selection. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a really nice one now. This is a cover by the group Lev Tahor, and this song that was originally released by Mordechai Ben-David, this one called Shiru LaMelech.
Para 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 ra ra para 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 ra ra para 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 ra ra para ra ra para 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 ra ra para 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 ra ra para 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 ra ra para ra ra V'yatovonim shiru shiru V'yatovonim shiru lamelech V'yatovonim shiru 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 lamelech V'sifer es mifaya V'yatovonim shiru shiru V'yatovonim shiru lamelech V'yatovonim shiru 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 lamelech V'sifer es mifaya Ashrei avodo voi avodo Hamashmiim b'koil b'koil shivchai V'yatovonim shiru 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 lamelech Shiru shiru lamelech Ashrei avodo voi avodo Hamashmiim b'koil b'koil shivchai V'yatovonim shiru 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 lamelech Shiru shiru lamelech Yatovonim shiru shiru
Yashrei avodo voi avodo
Yatovonim shiru lamelech
Hamashmiim b'koil shivchai
Yatovonim shiru 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 lamelech V'sifer es mifaya
Yatavanim Shiru Shiri
Yatavanim Shiru Shiri
Yatavanim Shiru Lamele Yatavanim Shiru 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 Lamele
Besifer es Mifaya Shiru Shiru La Mele
And there you had it. Left Tahor in that one called Shiru Lamelech.
Very nice at that. It's funny. It was daring you to step on the end.
Yes.
No, it was very nice at that. Well, we're going to continue now with our section here in the program, the first hint of Passover music. So let me give you the update on how we're going to do Passover this year insofar as Washington Jewish Radio is concerned. Ben and I met an extraordinary session. And we decided that with all the Yom Tovim coming out on Sundays, people are not going to have the weekends and time to listen to the programs before Passover if we would put them in our usual configuration when Yom Tov comes out during the week. So we have decided that next Sunday we will reissue last year's two Passover programs simultaneously, and that way you'll have two nice programs for Passover that will come out a week before Yom Tov. It'll give you plenty of time to listen to it. If you don't get all of it in before Yom Tov starts, certainly during Chol HaMoed, you get it done. And that way, you know, the music will be there for you in its timely place to add what we hope is something very special to your Yom Tov. You know, when Pesach starts on Saturday night, you know, everything gets turned on its head and makes everybody, makes them very nervous. So this way we'll have the shows out for you so that you can enjoy them. Well, let's continue now. Here is a very nice cantoral selection by the great cantor Moshe Stern, living today in retirement in Israel. This from a 1972 recording. This is the big addition to the Musaf Davening on the first day of Pesach, and that is Tal, the prayer for dew. On the Passover program, we have, of course, the famous Rosenblatt recording and composition for that prayer. Here's another one, a different one, by cantor Moshe Stern, accompanied by Oscar Julius's orchestra and recorded for magnetone back in 1972. Here another very nice version of Tal, the prayer for dew, to be recited in shul on the first day of Passover during the Musaf Davening. Here's the great cantor, Moshe Stern.
Rain. salvation of the
fabulous artistry of the great cantor Moshe Stern, and recorded back in 1972, Tal, the prayer for dew to be recited in shul on the first day of Passover in the Musaf Davening. I hope very much you enjoyed that. You know, on a local note, his brother-in-law was the late cantor Noah Griver, who was chazan at Beth Shalom here in Washington from the late 1960s until he passed away at a very young age back in the mid-1970s. He was the chazan of the shul when I was bar mitzvahed, and remember him very fondly. And I've spoken to the family, Ben, to ask them, do they have any recordings of him, because he did not record commercially, and they said they were going to look, but I haven't heard anything. So I'm hoping that somebody will send me something and we'll get it on the air. He was a fine, fine chazan. Well, let's continue now, round out the first portion of the program. Here's Schlock Rock with a little bit of extra comedy. Here is a spoof of the song Consider Yourself from the show Oliver, and this is called Come Seder With Us, a later recording by Schlock Rock made in 2010.
Come Seder with us at home. Come Seder with us here with the family. The morrow will be so strong. No fear, Charoset will dip along. Come Seder with us, Misubin. Come lean to the side, left on the furniture. We have so much wine to spare. Who wants more matzah? There's lots to share. You'll have a chance to read the history of harder days. Pharaoh made us slaves, that louse. And thanks to his misdeeds, we weren't freed. He got the bill. Now let's drink four cups in the house. Come Seder with us, so late. You're coming along, you must. And after all the afikomen we can eat, the Seder is best here with us. Come Seder with us
at home.
Come Seder with us
here with the family.
The morrow will be
so strong.
No fear, ha! Rosa will dip along. Come Seder with us,
Misubin.
Come lean to the side,
left on the furniture.
We have so much wine to spare. Hey, look, there's a pillow on every chair. We will sing Vehisha Amda with sincerity. Spill wine purposely. Close call. Say hi to Eliyahu Hanavi walking in. Take a sip in front of all. Come Seder with us real late. You're coming along, you must. And after all the recitations we can sing, the Seder is best here with us. The Seder is best at home. The morrow will be so strong. Remember the Misubin. The pillow is on the chair. And we will tell the story how they worked us hard those days. We were really slaves. Build now. When God split the sea, Pharaoh did not have free will. The angel passed over the house. The Seder will end real late. We really did have a fress. But after all the recitation, we can state the Seder is best here with us. Come Seder with us at home. Come Seder with us here with the family. The morrow will be so strong. No fear, Charoset will dip along. Come Seder with us, Misubin. Come Seder with us, left on the furniture. We have so much wine to spare. Who wants more? Matzah is lots to share. You'll have a chance to read the history of harder days. Pharaoh made us slaves, that louse. And thanks to his misdeeds, we weren't freed. He got the bill. Now let's drink four cups in the house. The Seder will end real late. You're coming along, you must. And after all the afikomen we can eat, the Seder is best here with us.
They recorded back in 2010, their Schlock Rock. And a spoof of the song Consider Yourself from the show Oliver, and that was called Come Seder With Us. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, it brings us to the mid-break. We're going to step aside right now for the mid-break, then back with the second half of this morning's program. Stay tuned. Coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
All right, let's continue now with the second portion of the program, more of the first hint of Passover music. Here are the Burton Sisters, recorded back in 1950, and something based on the famous Seder song Dayenu, but this one with a little bit of a different twist to it. Let's take a listen. 1950 for Banner in New York, the Burton Sisters and Dayenu.
You're not so wealthy. If you're healthy, then you're wealthy. Dayenu. If you want to love another, even though he's not your brother, love another, call him brother. Dayenu. Sing da dayenu, sing da dayenu, and with dayenu, you'll find your way to happiness. Just sing dayenu and shout dayenu. Chances looking for some new romances. Once you're wedded, just forget it. Dayenu. If you're blessed with 7 children and you find it quite bewildering, 11 children's more bewildering. Dayenu. Sing da dayenu, sing da dayenu, and with dayenu, you'll find your way to happiness. Just sing dayenu and shout dayenu, because dayenu means good. If your neighbor isn't home and you should find his wife alone, the safest thing that you could sing is Dayenu. For if you are found together, you'll be singing stormy weather. Alibis appear as lies. Sing Dayenu.
Recorded for a Banner in New York back in 1950, the Burton Sisters and Dayenu, a little more comedy as we prepare for Passover. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, we'll continue now. Here's Avi Kunstler, another selection from this very, very fine 1984 album. And this is about a custom that we perform usually the night before Passover, but not this year, because with Shabbos coming first, we have to do it the night before the night before. And that is Bedikas Chometz, the search for the Chometz. And it is kind of a strange custom if you've already cleaned everything up, you got everything ready to go, and what do? You go and you put chometz, you put bread, back where you already got rid of it all. Avi Kunstler was equally bewildered in this 1984 song. Take a listen.
With a bit of nostalgia, I recall one Erev Pesach and the night before. Through the gleaming windows, a pale moon was seen. Each nook and corner was spotlessly clean. With the wine and the matzah on the pantry shelf, a wine cup sparkled and mirrored myself. For the children, Pesach was always great fun, but for mother it meant chores 1,001. She was busily working throughout the long day, koshering the oven, clearing chametz away. When the strangest thing happened, I could not understand why mother went through the house with bread in her hand. When I saw her put bits of bread away on the table she made for Pesach that day, I became frightened, confused and amazed, thinking mother is ill, too tired and dazed. I followed her softly, quite stunned, I'll admit. When she was gone, I snatched every bit. The chametz I took in my pockets I hid. I was about to relate what mother just did. When two chicken feathers, a wooden spoon handle, mysterious flicker of a little candle, brought back to my mind in vague recollection, search for the chametz, a ritual inspection. My heart sank, I remember today that I wanted to flee, to run far away. Then seeing my father in the puzzled procession, tearfully I blurted out my confession. Though this all happened a long time ago, of Bedikat Chametz, the meaning I know, still year in, year out, I wait with delight for the same old tradition before Pesach night.
They recorded back in 1984 there, Avi Kunstler and the song about Bedikas Chametz, the search for the chametz, which contrary to normal years will take place this year, the night before the night before. So one of the many complications when Passover comes out on Saturday night, and it has not done so. I looked this up. It has not done so since 2008. It will happen once again in 4 years and then not again for another 24 years. So it is kind of a rare occurrence at that. So well, however you do it, we just hope you enjoy it. That's how we roll here on Washington Jewish Radio. In any event, I wanted to have two nice selections now from a very, very fine album that came out for CBS in Israel back in 1980. And these are Passover songs in the Sephardic tradition. And I thought we'd listen to two of them now and then a couple in the regular Passover shows. This is a song really, you know, the Seder, of course, in Hebrew means order. And there is an order to the Seder. Each section has a name. And here, Reuven Erez sings it as a song. In the Sephardic tradition, this sung by the Jewish community of Salonika, which unfortunately was decimated in the Holocaust. But we remember and hear from the Jews of Salonika, Kadesh Urchat, sung by Reuven Erez, recorded back in 1980.
Kadesh urchat, karpas yachat, magid rochza, motzi matza. Magid roch מצא מוציא מצא
They're recorded for CBS in Israel back in 1980. They're Reuven Erez and Kadesh Orchatz, the order of the Seder put into a song sung by the Jews of Salonika in Greece in that famous community, like I say, was unfortunately decimated during the Holocaust. Well, let's continue now. Here's Aviva Nir. Here's another one. This for Halach Ma'anya, which comes at basically at the very beginning of the Seder, that this is the bread of affliction, and all those who are hungry should join us at our table as we partake. And this was made famous and sung by the Jews of Bulgaria. So here's Aviva Nir, recorded for CBS in Israel, also back in 1980. And there, Aviva Nir with Halach Ma'anya, sung by the Jews of Bulgaria and recorded for CBS back in 1980. A little something from the Sephardic side of the table. Some very, very beautiful melodies, and I hope you enjoyed that. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we're going to continue. Here is a cover of a song from about 15 years ago by the British singer Daniel Pewter called Bad Day. Here are the Maccabees with a real nice a cappella version.
Din, 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 din.
Where is the moment we needed the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. They tell me your blue skies fade to gray. They tell me your passion's gone away. I don't need no carrying on. Stand in the line just to hit a new low. Faking a smile with the coffee you go. You tell me your life's been way offline. You fall into pieces every time. And I don't need no carrying on. Because you had a bad day, you take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work out a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day.
Thank you.
they laugh at what you say. And I don't need no carrying on. You had a bad day, you're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me no lies. You work out a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day. You had a bad day, you're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me no lie. You work out a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, you see what you like. And how does it feel? One more time. You had a bad day, you had a bad day.
And there you had it, the Maccabees, and that one called Bad Day.
All right, very nice. Let's continue now. Here is the Klezmer Conservatory Band, which I think in the humble opinion of yours truly, in the Klezmer revival of the 1980s and 90s, they really were the best. And they had a very nice run of albums going all the way up, really into the early 2000s. And this is a reworking of an old song from the Yiddish theater called Machatenis de Meine, which means my in-law. And unlike English, there actually is a word in Hebrew and then put into Yiddish for your in-laws. Your mechutn is your male in-law, and your machatenista is the female in-law. So in the song, she says, machatenista mine, that my machatenista, I've given my daughter over to you to be a daughter-in-law, and be sure that, you know, you take good care of her, and etc. And very, very popular song from the Yiddish theater. So the Klezmer Conservatory Band covered it back in 1988, so let's take a listen to Machatenis de Mayane. Ich gebe euch eine Welt.
verdrießen. Ui, ja, Maseltauf, ein Maseltauf, Kindchen, reich, mach ein Tee, bist du meine Maseltauf, ein Maseltauf, so sei mit Masel mit mir.
They recorded back in 1988, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, a famous song from the Yiddish theater, Machatenis de Mayana, and hope very much that you enjoyed the Yiddish there. Said at the end, she said, and if it turns out that my daughter's mother-in-law, meaning her Machatenis, turns out to be a really tough and difficult person to deal with, well, just keep in mind that my daughter's not so easy either. So then there you have it. The family dynamic as it played out in the heyday of the Yiddish theater. But yeah, Judy Bressler was great. What a great vocalist from the Klezmer Conservatory Band. And hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a nice one by the group Kol Ish. This is a song called The Higher.
The Higher B'toratecha, b'dabek libenu, b'mitzvotecha, b'ha'ereinenu, b'toratecha, Toratecha b'dabek libenu b'mitzvotecha
Nine, 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 nine
Song by Cole Ish called The Hire.
Very nice. Well, next portion, rather, the program is brought to you again by Israeli Accents. Give them a call, 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999. That's where they're getting it done in these days of the COVID, and hopefully that is going to get better. But in the meantime, they can help you with everything that you need by just giving them a call at 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accent, serving the Mid-Atlantic area with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica for over the past 30 years. Let's continue now. Here is a nice selection by Mayor Sherman recorded back in 1983, and it is for actually lines from the Rosh Hashanah davening of all Ovdim, that on that great day the prophet tells us that all the Jews who were lost in the lands of Egypt and Assyria will all be gathered up and returned to the city of Jerusalem by Hashem. Here's a very nice version of it by Mayor Sherman.
Bayim ha-hu-hu Yitaka b'shaifar gadayim Vahu ha-ibdim b'eretz ashur Panidachim b'eretz mitzrayim Lehoya bayim ha-hu-hu
recorded back in 1983 there, Mayor Sherman, and a very nice selection there for Avodim, actually from the Rosh Hashanah Davening, talking about the ingathering of the exiles that will occur in the time of the Messiah, and hope that you enjoyed. He made a couple of very nice albums back in the early 1980s, and then kind of petered out from there, but I have enjoyed them low these many years and make sure to play them regularly on the program. Well, in any event, let's continue now. Here's a very nice selection in Yiddish by the great Seymour Rechtzeit, who was one of the great singers of Yiddish music, together with his wife Miriam Crescent for many years in Yiddish stage and screen and recordings, many, many recordings for a number of different labels, and was on the radio for many, many years in the New York area in a program called Jewish Matinee Time that had national sponsors like Coca-Cola and Ajax Cleanser. We play his commercial in Yiddish on that on the 4th of July show. And they would have pictures of him later on. His wife had passed away and he was living by himself in New York, surrounded by mountains of real tapes and all these different recordings of his shows. Whatever happened to them, I do not know. But I know that our friend Barry Sirota, may rest in peace, from the Musique International Company in Chicago, reissued some of them, and we're going to listen to one right now. This recorded from a program about 1956 or thereabouts. Seymour Rechtzeit taken off the radio in a song about the days that are coming, the Yontif Dikatag, the holiday days when the Jew sets aside his worries and all his problems and enjoys and feels like a king on the Yontif day. Here's a nice song by the late Seymour Rechtzeit.
Weil as die Jante dicke Tee geben sich um Beweisen, wär ich bei ihm ihr a Gudel. Ich leg mir a weg die Scheren Eisen, in ich hab a viele nicht kein Nudel. Ich hab auf die Herzen einen Nabelten sitzen, hat sie dicke Tatte. Oh ja, bissel Wein, in Jontif zu passieren, ist besser wie Lehigen a Latte. Ja, bo, 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 bo. Hat schon der Melchume, versteh ich mir wenig, was hat man du zu schmissen? Wenn ihr soll sein, euer größer König, wollt ich verboten zu schießen. Ich wollt nicht erlass, dass solcher Zirch ist, ich wollt gesucht und Meure, anstatt sich zu schlucken. Beide Maliche ist besser kein Ziaden teure. Ja, bo, 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 Again, we had the ticket at no, the wieder schneien, in wieder nein, in wieder legen a latte, in wieder zieht sich das alte Leben, es nennen. Beim Herzen reißen, oi, oi, weh an, selbst leben. Heute hast du mir, was bringt dir verbeißen? Ja, bo, 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 ja, bo, 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 bo. Ba 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 ba
And they're taking off the radio in the New York area about 1955 or 56 there. The late Seymour Rechtzeit in the song, Yiddish folk song, the Yontif Dikketag, and he says in Yiddish there that when the Yontif comes, that he can put aside the cutting irons and the tools of his trade as a tailor, and he can enjoy the Yontif. And if only Hashem would make peace in the world. And unfortunately, the Yontif ends, and then he has to go back to work and back to the difficulties of life, and that we should treasure the Yontif days. And that's good advice in this day and day and age as it was when that song was written. So hope very much enjoyed it. The great Seymour Rechtzeit. You know, I found on YouTube or somewhere on the internet an actual program of that show with Seymour Rechtzeit and Miriam Crescent from sometime in the early 1980s. By that time, it was only on for 15 minutes a day, but it was very nice. Finally got a chance to hear what it sounded like. And, you know, I guess if you look hard enough on the internet, you can find just about everything. I guess that's the great lesson in all of this, but hope you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, before we get into this, we just want to remind everybody about the best way to listen to the program. That, of course, is via your favorite podcasting app. So make sure that you are doing that. All you have to do is search for Washington Jewish Radio, and you can like, you can download, subscribe, all those great things that we love about working within the podcasting system. So make sure that you do all of that. And now with that in mind, hear one of the first songs that Yaakov Shweki released, this one a version of Baruch HaGever.
Behoyo Hashem mitachoh, Oruch HaGever asher niftach b'Hashem. Behoyo Hashem, behoyo Hashem mitachoh, Oruch HaGever asher niftach b'Hashem. Behoyo Hashem, behoyo Hashem mitachoh. Baruch HaGever asher niftach b'Hashem. Behoyo Hashem, behoyo Hashem niftachu. Bitchu b'Hashem adiyah, bitchu b'Hashem adiyah. Ki b'ko Hashem, ki b'ko Hashem, tzura ilomi. Bitchu b'Hashem adiyah, bitchu b'Hashem adiyah. Ki b'ko Hashem. Behoyo Hashem niftachoh, Oruch HaGever asher niftach b'Hashem. Behoyo Hashem, behoyo Hashem niftachoh. Bitchu b'Hashem adiyah, bitchu b'Hashem adiyah. Ki b'ko Hashem, ki b'ko Hashem, tzura ilomi. Bitchu b'Hashem adiyah, bitchu b'Hashem adiyah.
And there you had it, Yaakov Shweki, that one. A real nice version of Baruch HaGever.
He's great. Absolutely great. Yep. Very, very nice. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. On today's cantoral feature, two very nice selections by the late cantor Sidney Shickoff, who was very, very well known in the New York area, especially during his illustrious but unfortunately very shortened career. He was born in New York in 1920. His father was a noted chazan, and by the time that he reached adulthood, he was one of the rising stars in the cantorial scene in New York. He davened at the famous Stone Avenue Talmud Torah in Brooklyn and other venues throughout the New York area. He also davened up in the Catskills extensively at the Concord Hotel and other large places like that. And he, unfortunately, his career was cut short when he passed away in 1965 at the age of only 45 years old of a massive heart attack. And his son, Neil, followed in the family tradition by actually becoming a very fine tenor with the Metropolitan Opera for many, many years. And Cantor Shickoff in 1956 recorded an album for the Metro Music Company in New York. And we're going to listen to two selections from that album right now on the cantoral feature. He was matinee idol handsome, and the people loved him, and just a shame that passed away so young. Well, the first selection, a very timely one, this recited yesterday in shul as we bless the new month of Nisan, which actually starts today. Mi she'asa nisim lavasenu, he who wrought miracles for our forefathers. Here is the late cantor, Sidney Shickoff.
Me ora boa cora for
Recorded for the Metro Music Company in New York back in 1956, the late cantor Sidney Shikoff and Misha Sinisim, he who wrought miracles for our forefathers, and that part of the blessing of the new month of Nisan, which we did in Shul yesterday, and hope you enjoyed that very nice recording. Some voice, huh, Ben?
Yeah, definitely.
Huge, big voice, and we're going to have another very nice selection from this album after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with another selection from this very fine 1956 recording. Here is Seim Shalom, The Prayer for Peace, sung by the late cantor Sidney Shikoff.
Shalom, Toivo Verona.
Recorded for Metro Music back in 1956, the late cantor Sidney Shickoff, very, very fine Chazan, very popular, especially in the New York area before his career was cut short when he passed away at the age of only 45 years old back in 1965, and Sim Shalom, A Prayer for Peace. Some voice, huh, Ben?
Definitely.
Yeah, he had a huge, huge, big voice. Very, very fine Chazan. Hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, that brings us to the end of the program today. This is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening and hoping that you enjoyed what you heard, and reminding you that next Sunday, Ben will put up both of the Passover programs so you can get to listening to them before the Yom Tovim come on the weekend. And that way you'll have lots of great listening to get things moving for your Passover holiday. And we're going to do it that way to make sure everybody has the greatest opportunity to enjoy the programs.
And this is Ben Shore thanking everybody for checking out the program this week. So we'll see you next time when we come back after the Passover holiday. But until then, please enjoy the programs that are going to be re-released and have a great, great holiday.
Until then, Larry Shore is saying be well, Zay Gezint, Zat Gedavach. And be with us again next time for the great Passover programs of Washington Jewish Radio. Until then, be well, Zay Gezint, have a good week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.